Yo, what up, what up? It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man, and I'm right here smoking a fat one with my girl Dana Cortez on the best morning show there is.
If you just turned your radio on earlier, I asked, if you're a vegan, call us. So how many people do you think called? Let's talk about it. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Nobody. Nobody called. Yeah, nobody called. I personally only know two vegans. And one of them, I told her that I put bacon in the macaroni and cheese that I made for the holidays. And she's like, okay, she loved it. She kept eating it anyway. And the other one is strictly vegan. Like, she will not eat meat at all. Supposedly, not eating meat is very good for you.
Supposedly, I wouldn't know.
You know, I don't know that I could ever be vegan because I love cheese and I love meat. So, yeah, no, right? Those are the two things that you... How can you live like that without meat?
Easily. A lot of people do it and have been doing it for a long time.
Are we going all the way vegan or are we talking vegetarian as well, too?
I don't know the difference. There's so many names. There's so many different categories.
Vegan doesn't come... I think vegan removes eggs. I think once you go vegan, that means you can't do eggs anymore.
Well, yeah, because eggs are meat. Yeah. Vegan, vegetarian, all of the above. Like, where you just get rid of meat.
Because I have my friend who went to the next level and he went all the way plant-based.
Chris Paul, the NBA player, Hall of Fame NBA player, and State Farm representative, he did that and he was super healthy.
Oh, yeah, for sure, especially as an athlete.
I worked at a vegan coffee shop for a while.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
Otto.
I did. And I would do wheatgrass shots, but they fired me.
I knew they would. You had to show up with your ham sandwich.
Exactly. He was like, would you ever want to try any of this stuff? I was like, no. I tried one wheatgrass shot and it was disgusting.
That's disgusting. Is there one food that you know is terrible for you, you won't give up?
Fast food.
Fast food, Anthony? You just, yeah, all of it?
Yeah, give it a whole category, please.
You can't have Alex. All the fast food. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. All right, let's go to Nikki. She's on line two. Nikki, are you vegan?
So, no, I'm not. But the department I work with, we have at least a third of our people are vegan.
How can that many people be vegan at the hospital?
They kind of like low-key promote vegan and vegetarian because it is cancer prevention, which is the department that I'm in, is cancer prevention. And there's been a lot of research and everything. And so the people that I work with, they are very heavily promoting on go vegan, which some of us were slowly going there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We want to walk what we, you know, preach, right?
Yeah. I'm slowly going there, Nikki, because the price of meat right now, I'm just being forced into it.
Oh, gosh, yeah. No, that's the price of meat is just crazy.
But I love that you said that because I have read research and I do a lot of volunteering. Obviously, you know, my mother just completed radiation. You and I, you know, we've run into each other and everything. But they did tell my mom, they said less meat, more vegetables, more fruits. You can get proteins from other ways. But girl, I love my brisket. I know it's bad for me, but I love my brisket and just meat in general, but in moderation, everything in moderation. All right, so what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Tamale Day.
Hey, except tamales, okay? I freaking love me a homemade tamale. I'll do like 4 or 5 dozen for Christmas, and I'll have my daughters help me. Ava Maddock now knows how to make tamales. It's a tradition that we like, you know, want to pass down. And the tamale originated here. In this part of the world, in 8,000 B.C.
What? 8,000 B.C.,
8,000 B.C. We've been eating tamales.
A tamale is way older than Jesus.
Man, yeah, we used to put bugs in them and stuff. But hey, whatever.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Justin Bieber and Usher had a fist fight. And it just happened not too long ago. It just leaked. Anthony, let's get down with birthdays so I can give you a timeline of this fight.
We have Kyrie Irving celebrating his birthday. T Grizzly, Aisha Curry, wrap it up with Chaka Khan celebrating her birthday.
Chaka Khan.
Usher and Justin Bieber had a physical fight, a fist fight, according to reports, at Beyonce's Oscar after party.
Wait, what? Whoa.
People at the party have leaked that they started having a verbal disagreement. And it ended up in blows. Now, here are my thoughts. I don't know. I'm just saying, is it all linked to the Diddy thing? Remember that Justin Bieber was just a little boy on YouTube, and Justin Timberlake and Usher both wanted to sign him. And he ended up going with Usher. I'm going back to, like, the bowl cut. And while he was signed to Usher, he was taken to many of these adult parties. It's on video. There's photos. What happened to him there? I don't know. But Justin Bieber is not a happy person.
No.
He's going through it. His mother says she's concerned. They go back and forth on social media. Now a fist fight at a party with Usher, the man that signed him. I'm thinking that it has to do with that.
Maybe he's saying, why did you let something
happen
to me?
Why did you let something happen to me? Why did you put me in there with the wolves? You knew, because we've heard Usher too, right? Was part of the of that whole thing. So all of this is allegations, but we know for sure that Prince had a party and Usher and Neil were there. Diddy started abusing Cassie, started hitting her at Prince's party, and the only person to step in, this happened in front of Usher and Neo, according to people that went to the party, Prince is the only one that stepped in with his security and kicked Diddy out and let Cassie stay. Of course, she ended up leaving because she's scared. She was an abused woman. But this leads me to believe more and more that Justin Bieber, something bad happened to him when he was a kid.
I hope not. But at least he's trying to defend himself at this point.
Well, I mean, also it could be just because he's been going through a lot over the past 2 to 3 years, separate from the Diddy trials, like everything with his, Haley and Selena. And I feel like sometimes Usher hasn't really lended the support that, I thought maybe he would at this point in his career.
It also could be over some financial stuff, too, because Usher is, a big part of Justin Bieber's finances because he signed him. Just recently, he sold his catalog, so maybe he didn't get as much money. This is all speculation. We don't know what happened, but we just know that they had a fight.
If you have a fist fight with someone, it's deeply personal. I feel like there's anger
there. I just don't see Justin Bieber fighting. That's the thing.
Oh, dude, I can see Justin Bieber fighting.
I can see Justin Bieber fighting. Yeah, I can't see Usher fighting on his little roller skates. I don't know. So what do you think their argument was about? Do you think that my theory holds any weight? 877-730-DCS1.
Hey, what's up? It's Saweetie, and you're listening to The Dana Cortez Show.
The 22nd season of The Bachelorette has been canceled. Of course, Taylor Frankie Paul was supposed to star in this one. There is now video that's leaked of her abusing her ex, Dakota Mortensen. Here's that audio.
Yeah, look, this is called physical abuse.
Oh my gosh. See, Taylor, this is all you do. It's the only thing you know how to do.
Are your slippers okay?
Holy s***.
Okay. I don't give a f***.
Let me go. Leave me alone. Your daughter is right here.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Oh my.
She hit the child with a stool. She threw it, and watching that, hearing that is so disturbing to me. Who cares about the money that ABC is losing? I don't care. I'm glad they're canceling this, and I can only hope that she gets some kind of counseling and gets better, because
she needs to go to jail.
That child is not safe. Absolutely, Otto. I agree 100%. She's already responding. She's been on Good Morning America.
It's been a heavy time, especially during this time of The Bachelorette being released, and it's supposed to be a really exciting time. I'm a person that will always speak my truth, and that's what I'm known for, and so when the time is right, I will be. But right now,
no,
just trying to be
right
in the
now.
Present moment and focus on this. But the thing is my kids come first, and so it's been just a back and forth process, trying to be here in the present moment, worrying about home and headlines. It's been stressful.
Your kids do not come first, and nobody believes that. You hit one of your children with a stool. That is a flat out lie coming out of the mouth of a pretty girl, a woman, and she thinks that because of that she can get away with this. If she is not charged, life is unfair. She needs to be charged with domestic violence. She needs to be charged with child abuse, and she needs some help before those children should be allowed in her presence. That whole my kids come first, that's a big fat lie. And all she said is me, and this is supposed to be an exciting time, and when the time is right, I'll speak. Speak what? What the time is right now.
Like, these reality TV shows, they keep picking these toxic people and putting them, giving them platforms.
That's
what
they want.
And I understand they want a toxic person. But I knew nothing of this woman until yesterday. I looked her up, and I was like, how did she even get famous?
The Mormon show.
She was on the Mormon show, how did she get on the Mormon show, I thought?
So what they do
she
is
she was on TikTok talking about swinging with her,
yes, with Dakota, yes. That's how she got famous. So it was already a little toxic. That's their lifestyle.
Already a little toxic.
Look, you can live your lifestyle. I don't care what you do as consenting adults. I'm not here to judge who you choose to be with or whatever in what capacity. What I'm saying is what they're always looking for in reality shows is crazy. In fact, one of my good friends, you remember her, she was actually on The Bachelor. She made it and she quit in the very beginning. She filmed and they ended up editing her out because she said all they wanted was her to drink, act, are you willing to fight other people? She's like, it was hot tub galore. She's like, I could not do it because there was nothing real about my life that fit in there. But there are people who are willing to do all of this because of fame or whatever. Or maybe that's who they are. I don't know. I'm not going to say her name.
And of course I remember her.
They want the crazy. And now that they have the crazy, they're acting like everybody's shocked. This was already going on. Producers already knew that she was toxic and that this abuse had been happening for years.
That's now starting a fight between Warner Brothers and ABC because they're like, you knew this woman was beating up her
Spider-Man
husband.
Spider-Man meme.
Yeah. And
you knew. They all knew.
We just invested $25 million into a season. You're going to pay that back if you knew this.
In regards to like reality television, this would be like the equivalent to canceling, you know, the NFL canceling the Super Bowl.
When we think about reality TV, think about the Kardashians. I know a lot of it is embellished, right? But they're showing you their real lives. Remember when Kourtney and Kim threw down?
Shut the up! Ever dig your nails in me like that?
Oh my God!
How old are you?
Stop! Guys, stop!
Right then.
How old am I?
I will never forget Kim's makeup all over the walls. I mean, those sisters were really fighting. Why did no one stop the show? Why was no one sued? Because they're family. Otherwise,
it would have been a big deal, yeah.
Nothing like that would have been able to happen.
I saw this video of her hitting her kid with a stool, and then she gets on Good Morning America. She was on this morning. And it's like, you know, we're just going to have to figure this out.
And my kids come first. That disgusted me when she said that. Nobody comes first but you.
Bad people big platforms.
You need to get some help. So they're replacing it with The American Idol. A rerun. You know what? They need to run the first one. We need Wholesome. Can we get Kelly Clarkson on there? That's what I need after that. I need a cleanse.
Bring Kelly back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What's your sign? What's our spiritual forecast for the week? I don't know, but Sirmati does, and she's here with us. Welcome, Sirmati.
What's good, everyone?
Happy Monday.
Good morning.
Mama. Okay.
Happy Monday.
So before we get our spiritual forecast, we do have someone on the line who needs a reading. What's your sign?
Sagittarius.
Okay, Miss Sagittarius, what's your first name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, go ahead and ask Sirmati your question.
What are you seeing in the next 6 months? Financial-wise for me.
What's happening with you?
Purchase a home.
Oh, congratulations. Oh my gosh, Marty, that's such a big step, buying a home.
Yes. I feel like there will be some obstacles in her way, some hurdles that she'll have to kind of overcome over the next 6 months. But honestly, I do feel that she overcomes them. One thing that Spirit is really coming through, giving her the advice on, is to really get down to the budgeting, ensure that her expenses are exactly where they need to be, or her financial situation is exactly where it needs to be, because I do feel that she'll feel the stress or the weight, rather, of this big purchase. One thing that I know is that even though these are going to be some hurdles that she's going to have to overcome, about September month, the month of September is really important, and that's when things start to change for the better. There's a lot of hope in her life and her coming in after that, and I also feel like this change is for the better.
Okay, good. And I'm so happy for her buying a house. Now, it's been tough. You know, every week we've kind of come to you for some happiness, and you've been like, it's going to be tough again. Is it going to be tough again this week, Marty? The spiritual forecast for all of us as a collective, how is it going?
Well, first of all, happy spring equinox. We already had the spring equinox last week, but this is our first full week of spring, which in some parts of the country, it feels like it's like peak summer because it's like in the hundreds.
Right, I know.
But this week we have Mars going over a very important part of the sky, a very intense part of the sky. So I would be lying to you guys if I said this is going to be a peaceful week, because it's not. Mars is the planet of aggression, action, war even. So there is going to be a lot of conflict coming up this week. The ocean is really going to be vital. I know I'm making a more direct prediction, but things are happening out at sea that we'll be able to see this week that will occur. But on a personal level, this is a week where we have to resolve our own inner conflict and our conflict in our personal lives with other people, our relationships. This is going to be a week of endurance and discovering ways that we can better handle situations, because not only is this energy affecting the world scale, but it's affecting us on a personal level as well.
Yeah.
So we're definitely going to be dealing with a lot of this this week.
Well, I think that that's good that you said that, resolving personal conflict can help bring peace, especially when everything around us is chaotic. But we can't control everything. We can only control what's happening in our own lives. If you would like a reading with Sirmati, you can call us right now, 877-730-DCS1. And as usual, follow her on Instagram at illestdivinity. You can send her a message. She has spiritual classes so you can get more in tune with your own spirituality. Sirmati, we love you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Love you guys.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The most popular dog breed 4 years running is the French Bulldog.
No Frenchies.
Oh, they're so cute. I don't want one, though. They slobber. I don't like dog slobber. I'm just anti-dog slobber, and I know they're loving. And
wait, what?
I don't like slobber from
dogs. How
are
you anti-dog slobbery? That's like saying you don't like people who sneeze.
Oh, yeah. We can cover our mouths. Have you ever been around a dog that shakes their head when the slobber just goes on the walls and everything else? The French Bulldog actually kicked the Labrador Retriever to the curb. The Labrador Retriever had been the number one dog for 31 years.
Oh, wow.
I know. And then Golden Retriever is number three. We got the German Shepherd at number four. That's the dog that attacked me and gave me my crooked eye. And then the Dachshund, the little wiener dog, is number five. It moved in. It just moved in to the top five. I used to always call it a dash hound. I swear
that's what I thought it was.
No, it's a Dachshund.
Hmm.
It's a Dachshund.
Which actually, on this list, on this list of dogs you just provided, that might be my favorite dog of all.
The little wieners,
they're by far the cutest ones.
Have you ever seen a Chihuahua wiener mix?
A Chihuahua.
Oh, no, they're so cute. Your sister, Sarah Maddock, she had a Chihuahua. What was its name?
It was not a Chihuahua. He would just look like a Chihuahua because he was an overweight Chihuahua.
No. Oh. He was a purebred? He was so fat. Otto.
Yeah.
You're kidding. What was that dog's name? Chiquito Smalls.
Yeah. R.I.P. Biggie Smalls.
Yeah, Biggie Smalls.
That was his full given name.
That dog was fat. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, we're not here to shame Chiquito Smalls in the afterlife. Okay?
I'm just shocked. Chiquito I always Smalls. Thought Chiquito Smalls was a chihuahua. Oh, my gosh.
He was just a fat chihuahua, okay?
He's a girthy guy.
Girthy, for real. I never had a purebred dog until I met Otto. I really had always just had kind of barrio dogs. Somebody had a dog down the street that wasn't neutered or spayed, and they'd be giving puppies away, and we'd pick one up.
My dad always bought purebred dogs. We always had Chesapeake Bay Retrievers growing up.
They're beautiful dogs.
Yeah, great dogs, really good dogs. And then when I got my first dog on my own, it was a Husky.
Yeah, our Siberian Huskies.
Ever since.
They're great dogs. Love my Eros and Didi.
Automatic, your family grew up with a lot of dogs?
Oh, I always had dogs growing up. The first dog I ever had was a German Shepherd. His name was Prince. And then I got a Buck, who was a Chesapeake Bay Retriever. And then we had him like three or four after that.
Did you sleep with him?
In the bed? Not personally, no. But my dad used to wake me up in the morning by throwing cold cuts on me and then letting the dogs wake me up.
That's one way to wake your kids up.
I know there's a lot of people that like to cuddle their dogs in the bed. Personally, I just never was one for it.
That's not my thing, dogs in the bed. Anthony, I don't know if I'm revealing too much, but I know one of your girlfriends used to have her dog in the bed because you told us.
You're revealing too much. That's what that is.
But you said it was kind of a deal breaker because her dog was in the bed all the time.
It's hard to spark up moments of intimacy, if you may. A four-pod friend licking himself clean while, everything is going on and there's true crime documentaries in the background. This is just, I couldn't do it. It was just too much distraction for me.
Just dogs in the bed in general for me. And
just say you're anti-dogs in the bed.
It's okay,
I'm anti-cats in the bed, too. Otto was letting our cat in the bed, and I said, no, this is nasty. This is disgusting. And he kept doing it. And then one day, guess what he found in the bed? Little piece of kitty litter. He said, oh, my God. I said, exactly.
The kitty in the bed party was over after that.
I said, I told you. Hector's been holding for a minute. Hector, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Dogs in the bed, yay or nay?
First of all, personally, I grew up in the hood. I didn't grow up with pets. We didn't have pets in apartments. We didn't have $50 a month to pay for pets. I didn't know anything about them. So I understand the love that people have for those pets. That's cool. Great. But don't expect me to have that love. That's what I don't get. You know?
You're my dog. Wait, is this a deal breaker for you? You meet the love of your life, and she has a little dog and she wants, I don't know, this little Yorkie or Chihuahua to sleep in the bed. And you're like, no, you're going to break up with her over that?
If she was the love of my life, I would have known that already and I would have known about that Yorkie.
Great answer, Hector.
Hector, my homie.
Hector, you need to unharden your little hood heart, okay? And bring in a kitty.
Dude, I had a girl who had two huge huskies. The first time, blah blah blah, she, like you know, we got through it. She moved the huskies to the living room, put a baby crate. She had a whole room for them.
Oh my God.
And then the next day was like, yeah, you know, you should be lucky. You know, I moved them and blah blah blah, and you know, because of you, I'm like, wait, what? Like you're saying you made them homeless because I was there? So the next time I was like, yeah, come. And I'm like, okay. She's like, but the dog is in the room. I'm going to bed.
You're like, never mind. Obviously, that relationship did not work out. Ecton, oh my gosh. So are you with somebody now? Do you have a pet? Do you have a cat or a dog?
I do have a dog. His name is Osito. He's a little chow. He's actually handicapped. He has one limp leg. He was a rescue. My brother brought him, was supposed to be here, you know, for a few years until he found him a new home. 2026, that fool's still there. But he's outside dog. He's hood.
Yeah, dude, yes.
He eats what I eat. He eats dog food here and there.
You know what, Ecton, when you said he was handicapped, your heart is soft. Okay, yeah. That's your little homie.
Yeah.
Ecton, try and act like he's hard. Honey, I got your number right away. All right, so hope all the pet parents with dogs in their bed are not offended. Hey, you do what you got to do, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.